This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Russia tonight, an LGBT group is fleeing Russia as they fear that they will be so-called held responsible for losing the war in Ukraine. They're fearing that the queer community will be singled out and targeted. The CEO of the St. Petersburg-based LGBT group called Coming Out said that they knew what was going to happen next. His group, as well as other human rights campaigners, political opponents and anti-war protesters, they say will all become public enemy number one.
But how can you become a public enemy for a war that doesn't exist?
Details. When you run all the media and you just push out propaganda, if that's all people hear, it's very difficult.
It just seems like a legal loophole, because you could just say, well, I can't be blamed for a war because, according to the law, there is no war, because if you call it war, you're a criminal. So
what was it called? Special operation or something.
Yes, yeah, special. Yeah. So maybe if they lose the special operation, they will blame these groups. Of course they will, because, of course, he'll look for anyone to blame himself.
Yeah. They actually said that continuing to work from Russia would be a direct path to jail, pretty much, for them and their people. So they're moving them out. Whilst everybody is very shocked and scared, dissidents are going to be in the firing line.
Yeah, well, this is such a typical story.
And it hasn't been easy for LGBTIQ people in Russia lately. For a long time. So this is and Chechnya has been quite vocal. I mean, they've been quite helping the Russian government in this war, and we know what's happening in Chechnya to gay people.
And the gay propaganda laws that they've brought in there back 2018, I think it was, they've started to spread further into other countries as well. I think they've probably picked right, and it's probably a good move for them to get out while they can. Right.
And now over to an international study.
International perspectives. So a new report came out, Mental State of the World Report 2021, found that on average more than one in two non-binary people, for 51%, are clinically depressed or struggling. So, I mean, it's really not surprising, and especially when you see how, in many countries, how non-binary people are treated. So, but
can I say, though, first of all, the fact that they've done this international study, and it's a really big group that they've drawn from.
223,000 people.
Huge. And the fact that they've done it, particularly looking at non-binary people, is fantastic.
Yeah, and in certain region, I mean, it varies. Obviously, it's not 51%. It's 51% average. It varies between 31% to 85% of non-binary people are clinically distressed or struggling, the report says. Report authored by Sapiens Labs. So it showed really a significant gender gap, with mental health well-being slightly higher in men than in women, again, and significantly lower among non-binary people and who are third gender. It really confirms what other studies have found, in that it's non-binary trans people experience worse mental health than cis people. Peers and or LGBT or heterosexual. So there seems to be a scale of
the wrong way. Mm.
And also, the report said that it's, of course, we're well acquainted with this story, in the sense that since COVID, it has even worsened the gap.
The violence against trans people has increased as well. Yeah. We've seen that with COVID and all sort of things that we've covered on this show. But it's quite dreadful, really, when you think about it.
And, of course, here in Australia, there's lots of support services here for you. If you go to joy.org.au/support, you'll find all of them there.
Yep.
Across to Monaco.
Yes, where well-known former athlete Sebastian Coe, who is now in his current role as president of World Athletics, has raised stirred the hornet's nest or whatever the term is, bumped on his, not that he's necessarily buying, he's just saying it's difficult. Anyway, story is that he has raised the question of transsexual women potentially undermining the integrity of, there's a potential there to question the integrity of women's sport. So this is not a new story, but it's come on the heels of a US athlete who trained with the men's team for 3 years before transitioning, has now won the 500-yard freestyle and swimming in Atlanta. Coe has been quoted as saying, I think that the integrity of women's sport, if we don't get this right, and actually the future of women's sport is very fragile. Now, he does admit it's a very sensible issue, it's a societal issue, so he's not necessarily just taking a very reactionary approach, as we've seen in a lot of the media, I could name several Deal. Australian right-wing media that have been really jumping on this.
I've got to say, you've got an old white man talking about this issue of women's and trans rights.
Yeah. Again, well, yes. So, I mean, he's just, what he's raising is that maybe, there need to be some rules brought into play, such as to test testosterone levels prior to, there needs to be sort of a period prior to competition.
And wouldn't it be amazing if, you know, somebody had the power to do that, like the chairman of the World Athletics, maybe? Who knew?
I think you're being too sensible here.
And in brief, Chile's first gay couple gets married as the equality law finally comes into effect.
Malaysian government endorsed a gay conversion app that promised to, returned to nature, finally removed from Google Play. So it's good news. A horrible story.
And same-sex kiss cut from Pixar's Lightyear reinstated after Disney Don't Say Gay Bill backlash.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.